It's Thursday, October 31, 2024.
Tonight, Spain hammered by catastrophic flash flooding.
Spain careens from extreme drought to extreme rain and flooding. The toll of climate change on public health is rising, along with global temperatures, study finds. Plus,
what happens with this election is going to be really big for what happens at the big international negotiation on climate.
World holds its breath to see if the U.S. will be a global climate leader or villain.
All of those cliffhangers and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
If Trump wins, to be honest with you, the struggle against climate change is over.
And to be honest with you, I've got nothing snarky to add to that. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, the videos that I have seen out of Spain are just terrifying.
Yes, just devastating climate impacts here. In Spain's drought-stricken Valencia region, relief turned to horror and tragedy as torrential storms dumped as much as 2 feet of rain in mere hours, unleashing towering flash floods that swept away cars and homes and demolished a major bridge.
As Florida meteorologist Jeff Berardelli said on Twitter, welcome to the future.
Yes, at least 95 are dead as we go to air. Dozens still missing. Numerous studies show that human-caused climate change is increasing the frequency and severity of both drought and extreme rainfall events. Spain's tragedy underscores scientists' warnings that 20th century infrastructure was not designed for 21st century climate extremes.
Mm-hmm.
Climate change's toll on public health is also increasing, along with global temperatures. According to the Lancet Medical Journal's annual report, more people than ever around the world are facing dangerous heat, extreme storms, food insecurity, infectious diseases, and other threats intensified by climate change. Extreme heat events in particular. Humanity last year was exposed to an average of 50 more days of extreme heat than in the 1990s. Which drove heat-related deaths to new record highs, especially for people over age 65. The Lancet report recommends rapidly phasing out fossil fuel investments and government subsidies and expanding funding for renewable energy and other actions to protect public health, particularly in developing countries.
I think the people in this country, maybe around the world, have no idea just how bad this is going to be.
Unfortunately, the concentration of planet-warming greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere reached record levels last year, according to a new study by the World Meteorological Organization. While the growth rate of global emissions has slowed down over the last decade, carbon dioxide and other pollutants in the atmosphere are accumulating faster than at any other time in human existence, driven by humanity's, quote, stubbornly high burning of fossil fuels. It's among a handful of new assessments released in advance of the next round of UN climate treaty negotiations set to begin in a few weeks in Azerbaijan.
The petrostate of Azerbaijan?
Yes. The reports confirm that existing national pledges to cut greenhouse gas emissions under the Paris Agreement still fall far short of what is necessary to limit catastrophic global warming. Here in the U.S., we are in the waning days of the critical 2024 election, critical not just for climate policy and action in America, but for the world. Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris has said she will expand on President Biden's landmark policies and laws, expand clean energy, and much more. Republican former President Donald Trump calls climate change a scam, and if elected, pledges to dismantle U.S. climate policy and withdraw from the Paris Agreement again and block re-entry, which experts say would deeply undermine global efforts. As UC Berkeley climate policy expert Dr. Leah Stokes tells CNN, across the world, all eyes are on America.
What happens with this election is going to be really big for what happens at the big international negotiation on climate. And I think everybody is waiting to see, you know, if the United States is still going to be in and still going to be a partner in climate action globally.
Waiting with bated breath.
Independent U.S. Senator and climate champ Bernie Sanders underscored the impact of the U.S. election on the world and the future.
If the United States, the largest economy in the world, stops transforming our energy system away from fossil fuel, every other country, China, Europe, all over the world, they will do exactly the same thing. And God only knows the kind of planet we will leave to our kids and future generations.
God only knows. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. Find, follow, and share us planet-wide on the Facebooks, Mastodons, and sites still known as Twitter at Green News Report. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
So let's do it, do it.